Hello, thank you, Rob. Like Rob said, my name is Sterling George. I work for NAM Canada. I've worked for NAM for about 30 years, Transport Canada and then NAM Canada. And I'm the manager of air traffic services for airports. So everything in BC that we have a facility at, well, most of BC, Northern BC is actually an Edmonton FIR, but yeah, most of those airports except Vancouver. So even though NAM doesn't have a facility at the airport, pilots that depart Qualcomm Beach or arrive at Qualcomm Beach, going to other destinations, coming from other destinations, they may speak to air traffic controllers or flight service specialists, depending on where they're going. If they stay low level, go southbound, they chat with the people in the NIMA. If they go to higher altitudes, they talk to our controllers in Victoria Terminal. So I'm going to give you a short overview of NAM Canada and then show some traffic patterns from our NAM Canada data that I've collected. Next slide, please. So facts and figures. Canada was the first country in the world to privatize its civil air navigation system. And we remain one of the few fully private companies in the world wholly responsible for air traffic control, flight information, and other aeronautical services. As a not-for-profit corporation, we invest directly in our operations, people, and infrastructure to keep Canada's air navigation system as safe, efficient, and innovative as it can be. NAV Canada manages one of the largest regions of airspace in the world. It is recognized internationally for its safety record, service excellence, and technology innovation, and it's a proud partner of the global air transportation industry. So first figure there, the ACC is Area Control Center. So that's the controllers who control aircraft using a radar screen. In fiscal 2022, which is September 1st, 2022 to August 31st, 2023, we had 2.9 million flights that we controlled. On the other side, 5.6 million movements, same time period, but this is tower flight service station movements. So this is more my world. Planes taking off of Qualcomm Beach and going to Vancouver, planes taking off from Kelowna, going to Calgary, that sort of flight, those kind of movements. 18 million square kilometers of airspace is managed by NAV Canada, so it's quite a big area, one of the largest areas for an air navigation service provider in the world. We have over 100 staff sites across the country, 4,500 plus employees across the country, and we have 50,000 plus customers. So our customers include airlines, business aviation, air cargo operators, air charters and air taxis, helicopter operators, and general aviation pilots and owners. Next slide, please. So this is a slide of Canada, and on the far left there you see Vancouver, FIR, which stands for Flight Information Region. So this is my part of the world. In the Vancouver Flight Information Region, we have one area control center that's actually located in Surrey beside Costco. And that controls all of the traffic, the high-level traffic that flows around off the West Coast and over pretty much British Columbia. We have 42 towers across the country, 54 flight service stations. We have some flight information centers, which for pilots, when they need to get weather for their route of flight, they'll call a flight information center and talk to a specialist there that helps them with the weather on the route of flight. We have lots of technician centers across the country to make sure that our equipment is up and running. They install new equipment, they repair equipment. And up north, you can see there, it says community aerodrome radio stations. In the northern parts of our country, there's not a lot of traffic at some of these airports, but they still have somebody on the ground that helps the pilots, telling them about the conditions of the airport and weather and those sorts of things. Next slide. So province of British Columbia there, we have 9 control towers, the most famous one being Vancouver International. For the Vancouver Island, we have a control tower in Victoria at Victoria International. Around the province, we have 14 flight service stations. 4 of them on Vancouver Island at Port Hardy, Campbell River, Nanaimo, and Victoria Harbor. We have 5 technical operations maintenance centers. Again, one of them is stationed in Victoria. And our engineering work center is in Surrey in our main regional office. Next slide, please. So NAV Canada's overriding responsibility is the safe movement of aircraft in Canada's airspace. Providing air navigation services that ensure the safety of air travelers is the fundamental reason we exist. We continue to be among the safest of major air navigation service providers worldwide. We're built on a strong safety culture because it's a commitment we share at every level of the organization. We identify areas for improvement and implement changes needed to sustain a positive, proactive, flexible, and informed safety culture that supports reporting and learning. We've led the aviation industry by establishing a company-wide safety management system. We also work with aviation partners to proactively manage safety risks. And we lead the international benchmarking activities and help develop safety-related best practices. As a result, our safety record is regarded as one of the best in the world. Safety is our constant and an unwavering commitment to getting air travelers to their destinations every single day. It's why we do what we do. I always like to add this slide in because it really is the reason that NAV Canada exists. Every single one of our employees, from air traffic controllers to managers to human resource specialists, technologists, all know that safety is priority number one. Next slide, please. I put this in there because I thought some people might be a little bit interested in remote piloted aircraft systems. So that's basically drones. 6, 7, 8 years ago, drones became kind of more prominent in the news. A lot of people were getting them for Christmas presents. But now what we see is a lot of the drones that we mostly interact with are people that are using drones as part of their business. So a few years ago, it was very, very busy trying to give approvals to have these drones flying in our controlled airspace. And since then, we've entered into an agreement with the company for the deployment of a national system that provides digital services for safely operating and managing drones in Canadian airspace. So basically, it's an app. The app for drone operators, it's for them to fly safely and legally in Canada's controlled airspace. Drone operators can review important guidelines, where to fly, schedule flights, receive authorization responses from NAV Canada when they're authorized to fly. So with our pass or drone operation, Transport Canada regulates drone operators across the country. Resources provided for drone operators on our corporate website to learn more about requirements such as drone pilot certification, rules and safety tips, and drone registration. This app works really well. It's reduced my workload quite a bit. Next slide, please. So what you're seeing here, all those squiggly lines, I took some traffic from July of 2023. So I searched our database for flights from Qualicum Beach to Vancouver and Vancouver to Qualicum Beach. So blue is departures, greens are arrivals. And this is not scientific in any way, shape, or form. I picked 3 or 4 days, added those lines to the Google Earth map. I thought you'd just find it interesting. The departures, you can see right there where it says AT4, that's sort of the blue lines adjacent to that, are departing northbound. They go out over the water, head southbound, and then towards Vancouver. So when you depart Qualica Beach, sometimes your flight to Vancouver is very short. You just get to go straight there. Usually that means that there's not a lot of traffic in the airspace. It could be time of day, it could be whatever is going on. There's no restrictions in place. So you get sort of a pretty quick flight over to Vancouver. But you can see on this day, there might have been a little bit more traffic in the vicinity on a couple of these routes. They'll have to go all the way sort of southbound past Nanaimo, and then they cross over and they join a circuit for the westbound runways in Vancouver. So the green line that's kind of heads straight down south all by itself, that is, I looked that one up, and it was a Sikorsky 76. So I don't know for sure, but my guess is probably a medevac helicopter coming back from Vancouver. If we go to the next slide, this slide is the just like the previous one, I've just zoomed it in. So I know you reviewed the noise abatement procedures at the airport. Part of that was a crossoverhead midfield. So what that means is those lines coming from the most right portion of the slide, kind of following the water, they cross over the town. They're going to cross overhead the airport and then make a couple right turns to land southbound on the runway. Part of the reason they do that is there's nobody at Qualica Beach to tell them about runway conditions. So they cross overhead midfield, they have a good look at the runway, see what's going on down there, and make sure it's safe for landing. Also, I can see with the blue departures, the ones departing northbound, they can go straight out towards the water and then they curve back towards Vancouver. Or there's one there that's a left turn in the circuit and then departs on the downwind. So for me, just really looking at this, and again, this is only 3 or 4 days, I see the aircraft joining as per the noise abatement and departing as per the noise abatement. So this one here, I just grabbed a 24-hour period, same time frame, middle of July 2023, for some arrivals into, I just wanted to see what arrivals into Qualica Beach look like. In this area here, I see, the lines coming from different places in the lower mainland. So probably someone departed from Pitt Meadows Airport, Boundary Bay, Langley or Abbotsford, not sure. And then arriving into Qualica Beach. The next one, I've just zoomed in, it's the exact same slide. You can see if you look right close to where that the red circle with the A, that's the center of the airport. And again, you see the traffic arriving, hugging the shoreline a little bit there, crossing overhead the town, joining it downwind for either side, depending if they were arriving southbound or arriving northbound and joining the circuit. And then the squiggly lines all over the place, kind of on the outside of your town there. Usually pilots like to come and check out the area, so they flew around ahead of time or before the flight, before landing or after departure, checking out the area. That's my best guess anyway. Next slide. So I'm at a little bit of a disadvantage because I can't see anybody in the room, but what I always like to do is just chat a little bit about NAV Canada and tell people that we're always hiring. I've worked for this company 30 years. I started with Transport Canada in 1996. We privatized 27 years now as a private, not-for-profit company. It was the best decision we ever made. We're a very innovative company. We live, breathe safety. It's something we're trying to always improve every day. It's a rewarding career, and sky's the limit. We've got lots of new and exciting things happening. So I always like to do my little pitch. If you're looking for a career, it's a lifelong career. If you're interested in aviation or you're interested in innovation and technology, this is a great place to be, and it's navcanada.ca is where you go to have a look and see if that's something that might interest you or one of your loved ones.